welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Good. Onchomycosis is one of those medical words that makes us seem really smart. It, of course, means a fungal infection of the nail. It can cause nail pain, it can cause disfigurement. It can increase the risk for soft tissue bacterial infections, particularly in immunocompromised patients. Dermatophytes are the most common cause of onchomycosis. Treatments for onchomycosis include oral antifungal medications, topical antifungal medications, physical interventions. And as we choose a treatment, things that become important to us and our patients include such things as causative organisms, the severity of the nail involvement, treatment side effects, and patient preference all influence our treatment choices. Not everybody should probably be treated. Treatment is required often for long periods of time, and it often results in high failure rates. Suggestions are that those most likely to benefit from treatment include patients with a history of cellulitis of the lower extremity, patients with diabetes and toenail onchomycosis who have risk factors for cellulitis, things like venous insufficiency and edema, patients experiencing discomfort or pain, immunosuppressed patients, and I guess patients who desire treatment for cosmetic reasons. But at the end of all of this, what treatments do we choose? What are the options and what works best? Mark found a poem this month from the British Journal of Dermatology. It was published in 2019. It starts on page 287, and it attempts to answer the clinical question, what is the preferred monotherapy for the treatment of toenail onchomycosis? Mark, what are they going to tell us?
Yeah, this was a systematic review and network meta-analysis. So they made both direct comparisons of drug A versus drug B in a single trial, as well as indirect comparisons where they compared drug A with C and then B with C and therefore did indirect comparisons of A with B. The researchers found 26 reports of 31 clinical trials that had outcome data regarding cure rates or adverse events that could be used in the analysis. And they included studies, had a total of 8,136 patients, and they looked at 8 different treatment regimens. Some were continuously delivered drug and some were pulsed, like giving it for daily for a week out of a month. Most studies treated patients for 12 to 24 weeks. And the drugs that they studied were cyclopirox solution, efinaconazole 10% solution, fluconazole, itraconazole, terbinafine, and tavaborol 5% solution. Hadn't heard of that one. So of the 31 trials, only 5 were judged to be overall low risk of bias. So not a great group of studies in terms of quality. Most didn't describe how they did randomization or allocation concealment, and half failed to mask the participants. And 2/3 failed to mask the outcome assessors, which is kind of especially bad when your outcome is toenail cure that is kind of subjective. Based on placebo-controlled trials, itraconazole 200 milligrams and terbinafine 250 milligrams were most effective, and the continuous regimens were better than the pulsed regimens. This was consistent between both the direct and the indirect comparisons. The mycologic cure, which is maybe somewhat less important, you found the same thing. Continuous terbinafine or continuous itraconazole were, again, most likely to be effective. Adverse events were similar between the drugs. Itraconazole was probably the safest among the effective drugs. So bottom line, for toenail onychomycosis, that scary word, continuous terbinafine 250 milligrams or continuous itraconazole 200 milligrams for 12 to 24 weeks are the preferred therapies.
Did the studies look at recurrence rates? I mean, long-term, I mean, after 24 weeks, that's a long time. Did they follow them up in 6 months or a year and see what percent of the onchomycosis recurred?
No, they didn't report that, but that's a great point. I think we all know that clinically, and I always talk to my patients about this, that if fine, we'll treat you, but realize that the same things that caused you to get this in the first place are probably still there. Your poorly controlled diabetes, your shoe wearing habits, your whatever genetic susceptibility, and there's a good chance it'll be back within a year or two. There have been other studies showing, and I think, as you know, fairly high recurrence rates.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.